One of the simplest principles in NLP is also one of the hardest to remember to apply. I'm Linda Ferguson of NLP Canada Training, and today I would like to walk you through one application of the principle says, whatever you pay attention to will grow. Now, this is pretty easy to understand when you think about attention. Whatever you give your attention seems to take up the kind of whole screen of your mind. It dictates the state you're in and what you look for in the world around you. And the state you're in becomes the state you have been paying attention to, which means you get more of what you've been giving attention. The thing that's hard to apply is that this means you should be paying attention to how you can replicate and grow situations and behaviors and states that you want to grow. But what often happens is that we get hijacked by our fears, our discouragement, our disappointment in ourselves and other people. And these problems get all of our attention. And it's like we are watering the weeds and not the plants. So here is a quick exercise to help you water what you want to grow. I'd like you to look back on the last 4 months. And when we think about the spring and summer of 2020, we are no doubt going to remember lots of bad stuff. I want you to remember good stuff. I want you to remember just one bright spot in those 4 months, one day, one part of a day, one moment, when for that moment, you got more than you expected. Out of yourself, out of the world, when things were good. And as you let yourself become aware of just one bright spot now, I'm going to invite you to step back into that moment as though it were happening now, to see what you are seeing, hear what you are hearing, and feel what you are feeling as you are all the way back into that experience of that bright spot. And you can just let your attention move through all your systems of perception and thought and response so that you can notice color and light in your vision. You can notice focus. You can notice how your ears are funneling sound in this bright spot. And you can notice your breath and your balance and muscle tension and relaxation and warmth and energy. And when you've really experienced that bright spot, you can let your attention move to somebody else who was there, who was watching, or who at least knew that this bright spot had happened and knew what it meant for you. And as you find that other person, your attention can just drift over into their awareness now, so that you are seeing the situation through their eyes, looking at yourself in the situation, looking at yourself as part of a situation, and noticing what this person was seeing and hearing, and even feeling, because this person had feelings about what was happening for you. And I want you just to discover your own experience through this other person's perception. And then let your attention draw all the way back out of that person's perception so that you are someone who can see yourself, see any other people in the situation, see the situation itself, the environment where you were. What was going on, and even spread out through time to what came before and what came after. And you can notice connections between what worked for you and what opportunities were available to you and what support was available for the thing that went right in you, around you. And you can just draw lots of information about what made that particular bright spot possible. And as you think about all these layers coming together, what was in you, what was around you, what your behavior was giving off to other people so they could observe it and respond to it, you begin to have a kind of pattern that you could use to create new bright spots in the future that have some or all of the characteristics of this bright spot. All you have to do is remember that you have the pattern, use it to apply to the world around you, and instead of looking for all the things you don't want to grow, look with a detective's curiosity for signs that the next bright spot is possible. I'm Linda Ferguson. I hope to see you again at NLP Canada Training.